John, tell me a little bit about your communications with Edgar Casey. How did this happen?
Well, the first one came in a dream. I was going through a period in my life where I was making some transitions, and so I was doing what we call a dream quest, where you put 7 days in a row in which you give yourself a pre-sleep suggestion. You put a journal by your bed, and the first thing in the morning you don't move. You try to pick up the dream, and over a seven-day period you get a lot of deep inner guidance. Well, one of those nights, I awoke in the dream, and there was Edgar Casey, and he was looking really good and young and strong and healthy, and suddenly I noticed we were standing in a little pool of water, and I was in my street clothes and shoes soaking wet, and he was in a bathing suit, and he said, "Come on and follow me," and he jumped into the water, so I jumped in, and I swam all the way down with him. And he showed me some dials on a wall under the water there, and he also showed me a mandala on the wall, and he asked me to choose. Well, I was very analytical about my life and about metaphysical details, and I was really keeping track of a lot of the little details of it, so I liked the dials. So I pointed to the dials, but he smiled at me and shook his head no. He touched the mandala and went straight through into another dimension. And I was so upset. I wanted to do that, and I realized in the dream he was giving me a tip on how to break through to higher levels of consciousness. I was doing too much of the mechanics of it, of the details of it, and not enough of this sort of altered intuitive state of transition, which the mandala symbolized. And then I had two or three more series of dreams with him guiding me and the organization that he left behind, the Association for Research and Enlightenment, mm-hmm. and they were very helpful. So those were some of my direct communications with him.
Let's look at some of his predictions for the years to come, John.
Well, I think the one we're all aware of and keeping our eyes on is he said, if you see greater activity in the volcano Vesuvius in Italy, not Etna. I get calls all the time, people telling me Etna, but it's always been going off. But if you see greater activity in Vesuvius or in Pelée, the volcano in the Caribbean on the island of Martinique, then know that within 3 months there will be an inundation from the Great Salt Lake to the southern tip of Nevada to the southern portions of California. Hmm. That's an amazing prophecy. But what's interesting is now scientists are noticing how earthquakes in one location cause volcanoes in one location cause an earthquake in other
locations. Yeah, it's almost like they're all connected somehow.
Yeah, somehow they're connected underneath the plate. And so here's Casey saying, watch for that. Though within 3 months of greater activity in Vesuvius or Pelée, you're going to see earthquakes in those portions, and inundation means the water is going to be involved.
So tsunamis?
Yes, somehow I think the water will come up from the Baja area, and the Salt Lake isn't salt because of no reason. I think it was once connected to the sea going down to the southern tip.
It happened once before, maybe many times.
Yeah. So that's one. The other one is the shifting of the poles of the Earth. And this one is interesting because in 2004, on public television, the program NOVA produced a show, and you can still get it, called Magnetic Storm, in which the scientists came out and said, our magnetic poles are shifting.
Yes.
And that the Van Allen belts are going to readjust. And while they're down, radiation is going to penetrate the planet. Well, now, the prophecy in the Bible is that the next cleansing of the earth is going to be by fire. The first one, of course, the Noah period, was by water, the flood, the great flood legend. Now the next cleansing is by fire. Well, if the Van Allen belts break down for a while to readjust to new poles, the scientists say radiation will penetrate the Earth, and it will be as by fire. Now, what's interesting there is we had Chernobyl in Russia, where we had this terrible radiation breakout of the containment field, and everybody said nothing would live within miles of that place. But the field mice flourished 15 years later. So they went back, and the field mice had simply mutated their chromosome structure. And one of the prophecies is that our bodies are going to make a very quick shift.
They adapt.
Yes, and that shift is going to be a mutation of our chromosome structure. The evangelist Paul, St. Paul, wrote that we'll all be changed in the twinkling of an eye. And when Edgar Cayce was asked about that, he said exactly as he wrote it, in the twinkling of an eye. Well, that is a very fast change, and if the Van Allen belts break down and radiation does penetrate the Earth, there will be a cleansing, all right, and only those bodies that can make the shift will survive and live on into the golden age of 1,000 years when Satan's bound.
John, did he ever talk about an asteroid strike?
Not specifically. He did talk about changes in the heavens. He did repeat the biblical prophecy of his light will be seen in the heavens. He also did talk about Jupiter as a major sign for us. And you know Jupiter is going through major changes right now.
Sure.
Its great red spot's gone. The one southern band is gone, showing that the climate on Jupiter is changing. Jupiter's composed of the same gases as our sun, only cooler, so if they ever got hotter, it would ignite like a star.
Well, what did he mean by changes on Jupiter would affect us?
Actually, he saw them as very positive effects for us.
Because really?
He saw Jupiter as the benevolent planet in our system, a planet of high ideals, of higher thoughts and of the masses, not just individuals, but everyone, where the people on the Earth would start to think of everyone as part of their family, not just their particular nation or race or geographic location. Everyone would start to come together. So that's a little surprising, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah. You would think it would be a dark sign, but he saw it as a positive sign. However, if you recall, Jesus' prophecy in Matthew 24 said that when all these bad things are happening, remember, they're just the birth pains to the new era. And I think Cayce saw it that way, too, that all of the earth changes, all of the changes in our solar system and celestial objects coming near us, they're all simply preparations for a major shift when the veil's going to drop, our bodies are going to change, and our minds are going to become aware of the fourth and higher dimensions.